USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The three men charged in the killing of Ahmaud Arbery in Brunswick, Georgia, has reached closing arguments in the racially charged trial. Gregory McMichael, his son Travis McMichael, and their neighbor William Bryan have pled not guilty. The prosecutors are due to make their final rebuttal on Tuesday before the jury begins deliberations.
This court has found that there appears to be intentional discrimination in the pound.
Superior Court Judge Timothy Walmsley. The Department of Justice on Monday reached a tentative lawsuit settlement with families of victims from a February 2018 mass shooting at a school in Parkland, Florida. 17 souls died that day when authorities failed to step in both before and during the attack, most notably the FBI. The FBI acknowledged after the massacre that it did not follow proper procedures after receiving a tip in January of 2018 that Nicholas Cruz was going to explode. Nicholas Cruz pled guilty last month to 17 counts of murder. USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Just in time for Christmas, Mike Lindell has dropped the price of the standard classic MyPillow, regularly $69.98 to $19.98. Now, queen and king size slightly higher, but that price includes a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow with you anywhere. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs and give MyPillow for Christmas.
An interesting statistic has come to light regarding the COVID-19 pandemic in America. More people have died this year when compared to last year.
The CDC says COVID-19 has killed more Americans this year than last year. Numbers from Johns Hopkins University show more than 392,000 people have died from COVID-19 so far this year, compared to just over 377,000 in 2020, and there's still a month to go. Altogether, more than 770,000 Americans have reportedly died from the coronavirus, with new infections rising in 38 states. Some of the biggest surges are seen in blue states, such as Michigan, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Colorado, and New Mexico. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The mostly partisan House Select Committee investigating January 6 will issue subpoenas for InfoWars head Alex Jones and Trump ally Roger Stone. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Journalism in America is being questioned as mainstream media chooses to support stories that don't shine a light on the bad, based on whom it will hurt. Tennessee Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn on Newsmax claims stories on Hunter Biden are not being covered because of his name.
Indeed, it is very interesting that the mainstream press will not talk about Hunter Biden, will not talk about the Chinese Communist Party, or the way that the Biden administration is very, very lax when it comes to dealing with China. And indeed, the phone call that President Xi had requested, the video conference that Biden participated in, he did that at Xi's request. But did he make any demands? Did he say, only if you will work with us and the WHO to get to the bottom of the COVID investigation? No, he did not. Did he make demands when it comes to trade, or when it comes to great power competition, or their debt diplomacy, or the Belt and Road Initiative? Of course not. He didn't do that. He wanted to say, old buddy, old friend, we ought to be able to handle this situation and lower the temperature. But the Chinese Communist Party has one goal, and that one goal is global domination. They want to take the U.S. down.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.